The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Have you ever received a backhanded compliment that was actually condemnation in disguise? You know? You're not as ugly as some people I've seen. I thought you were really, really dumb, but I've actually realized you're just stupid. All right, what am I talking about? Well, I'll get to that. Hey, welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me in the 5 o'clock hour. And welcome to our 104.5 FM listeners and our streaming audio listeners and our podcast listeners. Welcome. Thank you for joining me. Oh, my goodness. CNN. Yeah. You know, hey, I never, ever, ever look at CNN any longer because they are just so absolutely, completely biased, slanted, dishonest. I never look at CNN any longer. I just don't. Until this morning. Because two or three people sent me an article that said Jake Tapper actually wanted to say some positive things about Donald Trump. I thought, you got to be kidding me. One person said, hey, you won't believe it, but Jake Tapper is thanking Donald Trump for the vaccine. Oh, come on. So I looked up the article. And so I went to CNN. And this is, what are they going to do after January, whatever the date is of the inauguration? What are they going to report? Every single day for 4 years, about three-fourths, that's probably an exaggeration, half of the articles on CNN.com are hit pieces on Trump or his administration or somebody or the family, Donald Trump Jr. or Ivanka or whatever. About half of all of the articles every single day of the week are negative hit pieces. Donald Trump did this. Donald Trump did that. Donald Trump bad, 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 bad. Trump bad. Orange man bad, 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 bad. He's badder today than he was yesterday, and he'll probably be badder tomorrow than he is today. Well, you would think that the election is over, particularly according to CNN. Election is done, over, finished. Joe Biden is the next president. You would think that they would move on. Oh, no, 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 no. Now, that was this morning that I looked at CNN.com, so I have no idea what it's like right now. But this morning, about three-fourths of the top articles at CNN.com were hit pieces on Donald Trump. I thought, people, you got your way. You defeated Donald Trump. Isn't it time to move on? It's just, it's crazy. It is just crazy. So anyway, back to the article. Here is the headline. Jake Tapper wants to thank Trump. Hear his message. And it's the audio. I listened to it. It's about 5 minutes long. Okay? Now remember this. Jake Tapper wants to thank Trump. Hear his message. So it starts out, Jake Tapper says, well, to quote Julius, or not Julius Caesar, to quote Shakespeare, and who was it? Wasn't it Brutus? I have not come to honor, I've not come to bury, I've come to, well, anyway, he gave that quote from Shakespeare, and I should remember it, but brain cramp. Anyway, he started with that. And then he says, Donald Trump deserves credit for helping with the vaccine, creating Operation Warp Speed, and he does deserve credit. So this is a five-minute audio piece, and I would say, and this is an estimate, and I would play it for you, but it's rare that I ever play a five-minute audio piece. You can look it up yourself at CNN.com and listen yourself. Again, it's about 5 minutes long. The first minute, approximately, is a kind of sort of praise for Donald Trump. And then the next 4 minutes, condescending, sarcastic, thank you, President Trump. And this is a direct quote. Thank you, President Trump, for exposing those who supported your assault on democracy. And he goes on. Yes, President Trump, we can thank you for exposing the idiots that supported you. Thank you, President Trump, for showing us how nutty and crazy your supporters are. Thank you, President Trump. You showed us that your supporters want to destroy America, destroy democracy, destroy the Constitution. Thank you, President. I mean, it's like 4 minutes of that kind of nonsense. And yet, CNN advertised it. I'm looking at it right now. Jake Tapper wants to thank Trump. Hear his message. It's a five-minute piece from Jake Tapper, 4 minutes of which he is condemning Trump, making fun of Trump, and not only Trump, anybody who supported Trump. And yet, CNN, talk about deception. Again, I'm looking at the headline. Jake Tapper wants to thank Trump. Hear his message. And then underneath it says, Jake Tapper lists the ways in which President Donald Trump's presidency helped to bring to light issues with our political system. Talk about false advertising. Talk about a hoax. Talk about being disingenuous. But it's what we have come to expect from the folks over at CNN. Next 4 years are going to be fascinating. What are they going to report on? Of course, every day it's going to be Joe Biden is wonderful. He's wonderful. Today, Joe Biden walked on. It was like, it'll be like the 8 years of the Obama administration. Every day, how wonderful he is. That's what we're going to have for the next 4 years. That is, if Joe Biden fills out his four-year term, which I don't think there's any chance at all that he will finish his 4 years in office. I don't think there's any way at all. Anyway, check it out. If you think I'm exaggerating, look at it for yourself at CNN.com. And again, it's being advertised as Jake Tapper wants to thank Trump. Hear his message. What a lie. All right. We will take a brief break. and then we'll be back.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Man, I tell you, it is so hard to discern the truth. You simply cannot trust most news sources. You just can't. It is so unbelievably sad. We know you can't trust the mainstream media. You can't. Sad, tragic, but you can't trust the mainstream media. So where do you go? Well, if you're a liberal leftist, you go to some of the wacky leftist websites that are filled with theories about this and misinformation and slant and bias. If you're a conservative, you can run to some of the kooky, crazy right-wing websites that are filled with disinformation, conspiracies, exaggerations. And I think it's getting harder and harder and harder to know what to believe. Let me give you just one instance. And, okay, folks, we're all biased. We are. All of us have a bias. And I have told you over and over again what my bias is. I am a Bible-believing Christian. I am a follower of Jesus Christ. I believe that the Bible is the inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. And I hopefully judge everything based on that bias. But you see, I understand my bias, and I admit it. And I hope and pray then I'm objective with my bias. I'm not afraid to look at the other side, to listen to people who disagree with me, whether it's theologically or politically. I'm not afraid at all to dialogue, to debate with people who disagree with me. So, but anyway, today there is just about as much disinformation on the conservative side as there is on the liberal side. I'll give you and what you read on these sites is based not on objective truth, but on the bias. Illustration: in Alaska yesterday, a nurse received the new COVID-19 vaccine. All right, now already thousands of people have received this vaccine. A few have had a tough time for 24 hours. They have flu-like symptoms. In fact, they have symptoms like COVID-19. A few, not many, but a few do. And that's been one of the warnings. If you take this COVID-19 thing for 24 hours, you may feel really rotten. But so far, almost everyone, after 24 hours, feels fine. It goes away almost instantly, and they're fine. At least that's what we're being told. All right, a nurse in Alaska receives the COVID-19 shot and immediately has an allergic reaction, which happens. Okay, she went into anaphylactic shock. She had trouble breathing, and she had to have an EpiPen administered, epinephrine. Now, many of you are familiar with epinephrine. Joy and I are extremely familiar with epinephrine because our son had severe asthma when he was a little kid. I mean, severe. We knew all about epis and the breathing treatments and so on and so forth. Okay. So they gave her an epinephrine shot. And they admitted her for observation, and she had to receive some more epinephrine. But here is the story. Quote, health officials in Alaska reported a healthcare worker had a severe allergic reaction to COVID-19 vaccine within 10 minutes. She was admitted overnight, but released this morning and has recovered. Okay, so she had an allergic reaction, scared her and others. They gave her some epinephrine. They kept her overnight. Let her go today, and she's fine. I am getting stories. She's in ICU, and she's almost dead. I'm getting those stories. They had to put her in ICU, and she is almost dead. She could die. Well, the bias is from people who don't like the vaccine. I don't know whether the vaccine is safe or not. I'm not a doctor. I'm not an expert. I'm not a scientist. I don't know. I don't know whether it is or not. But I'm objective. I have not already made up my mind. It's a vaccine, therefore it's evil, and people are going to die because it's a vaccine. There's no objectivity in that at all. Now, on the other side, well, the government told us it's safe, so it has to be safe. Of course I'll take the vaccine. I'll believe anything the government tells me. That is equally nuts. So my plea, and I issue this plea often, because it needs to be issued often. Please try to be balanced. Please try to be objective. Be skeptical in a healthy, balanced way. In other words, check things out for yourself. And that's why I tell you constantly on this program, all right, you hear me say something, don't believe it's true just because I told you. Almost every story that we talk about is immediately posted on Facebook and on Twitter. Check it out for yourself. You can read. You can think. God gave you a brain. I will give you my opinion. I'll give you my idea. A lot of times, in fact, most of the times, I will interpret a story and give you my opinion. And I tell you, it's my opinion. But check it out for yourself. It is so dangerous for Christians to just hang on every word of this person, that website, this preacher, or that preacher, and if they say it, it's got to be true. That's dangerous. Now, I have sources I trust. There are news sources. There are individuals. There are preachers. I really trust them because they've earned my trust. But that doesn't mean that I don't think for myself, even with those news sources and those preachers. That's what being an LTD is all about. Listen, think, discern. Please be an LTD.